We're back. Thanks for listening today. Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Jackie. Jackie has Parkinson's disease. Now, certainly you're not going to tell all of us that you can cure Parkinson's disease.
Not at all. But it does not mean that if someone has a condition such as that, that there cannot be a significant improvement in the quality of life. And indeed, this is what's happened with Jackie.
And all with realigning the body and the brain.
Yeah, tapping into the body's inherent ability to heal itself.
I got to hear all about this. Let's get Jackie on the phone.
Okay.
Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Jackie, my understanding is that you were diagnosed with Parkinson's disease back in 2005. Why don't we start from there? Why don't you tell us where you were in the months prior to seeing Dr. Yardley? What was your condition? What was that like?
I was having difficulty with my strength, and I was not driving. I was, when I walked, I was having trouble with a very, very bad limp. And so I was using a walker regularly.
Okay, and my understanding is, did you have some tremors and some weakness in your limbs? Tell me about that.
Well, absolutely, I had weakness in my limbs, and that was kind of like the stage 3 Parkinson's, where you have trouble with your balance, and you have trouble like with driving, and the strength in my arms was greatly reduced, so I wasn't driving, and my legs were weak, so as I say, I'd use a walker quite regularly.
So what was it like in the last few months before you saw Dr. Yardley? Do I understand that things got progressively worse and worse and worse?
Well, I had always been in the early stages of Parkinson's, and then all of a sudden I was moved into the stage 3. So, yes, the probably 3 to 5 months before I saw Dr. Yardley, I had moved into the stage 3, which was where we just talked about, the weakness and the inability to drive. My walk was, I was limping a lot, and my balance was getting very bad, and difficulty getting in and out of bed at night because my legs were too weak. And so those things, the part where you become basically, you feel like you're really becoming handicapped.
That must have been very frightening.
Well, it was very frightening because I've always been a person of extreme activity.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And filled my days with, instead of 8 hours, 10 hours worth of activity in you know, a short period of time. So, yes, it was. It was very difficult for me.
Well, sure. Let's talk about the procedure. You went and saw Dr. Yardley, and you went through the process. Now, can you tell me a little bit about what that felt like as they worked on you?
Extremely non-invasive. And I have been a person who has been in chiropractic care for 42 years.
Okay.
And so it was totally non-invasive, and I didn't feel like anything. So to answer your question, it was great.
So we know it was gentle. That's good on you, Lee.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what immediately following it. Did you notice any change immediately, or did it take a while for the change to take place?
It was definitely a progression.
Uh huh.
It took a while. I think that I felt the stability in my atlas and in my neck, being very familiar with my neck going in and out.
Sure.
From my years of being in chiropractic,
yeah.
The neck was much more stable right away.
Wow. So where are you today? I mean, Parkinson's disease, that's a scary concept to most people listening. What has there been any improvement in your quality of life with that?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm driving all the time now. I very seldom take the walker out of the car. The strength in my extremities has greatly increased. And my activity level, just at Christmas Day, in fact, my whole family, a year ago Christmas, I had to go lay down. I couldn't be able to participate. I'd lay down, then I'd get up for a while when I was at my daughter's.
Mm-hmm.
This year I drove myself, and at the end of the day at 9 o'clock at night, I drove myself home, and beginning the day at about 10 in the morning. So huge difference, and they're all just elated. They think I've sort of died and born again.
It sounds like they're shocked.
They are shocked.
Wow. And for Jackie, I mean, did you ever expect to have this kind of quality of life again?
Not to that degree. I was fighting it hard, though, and I've been doing a lot of reading, and so I thought, I'm going to get there. I didn't expect it to happen this rapidly, and I'm not 100% by any means, but as Dr. Yardley has told me, I'm about 40% there in my treatment plan, so I'm just totally optimistic.
Well,
and the other, I've had several other miraculous things happen with the treatments, but did you want to hear about those?
Absolutely.
Or not?
Briefly, tell me. Give me a couple of them.
Well, two of the things. One of them is my blood pressure. I no longer am on blood pressure medication. And the other thing is I had arthritis really badly in my left little pinky, where it hurt. It throbbed a lot. It had nothing to do with Parkinson's, and I had trouble bending it. Mm-hmm. It is completely free. I mean, I have no pain, and I move it regularly just like all the other fingers. So those are. It's all very exciting.
And you're saying that your blood pressure has normalized?
Yes, it has.
Lee, that's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a study out back in 2007 that shows that can happen with the work we do.
Well, I appreciate Dr. Yardley. I much appreciate you and the people also at his clinic. I am just really feel blessed to be there.
Well, you're a delight. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Bye, Jackie.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
So the real question, Lee, for those listening is, are you a candidate for the Yardley Institute and for your work, right?
That is correct.
And so what they have to do is we have to get people in to experience what? The testing? Tell me about that, just real quick.
Yeah, there's a series of metrics that we run that put us in a position to know if there is a compromise in the brain-body connection.
We'll have more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., next on AM 770, The Truth.